Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back with an excellent show for you this week. This is our fourth week in a row with a five-star rating for the Positive Morning Chat, brought to you by The Good News Show. I am here with Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. Are you on with me?
I am. Good morning, Patty, and good morning, listeners. We have a great interview today, and with someone that has a renewed hope and faith. And so we're talking a little bit about hope and faith, and I want to tell you a couple little stories. You know, a man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, and about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. And, you know, you never let go of hope. One day you see that everything that you have finally wanted has finally come together. What you've always wished for has finally come to be. And then you look back and you go, wow, how did that happen? How did I go through all of that?
Hope is essential. It is something that you need every moment and every day in order to get through living and being positive and happy.
It is true, Patty. I do want to mention to everybody that we have a cruise that we want to let you know all about, and it's called atasteofhealth.org. It's leaving on March 30th from Fort Lauderdale, and it's all vegetarian, learning how to cook. It's different in workshops where it's yoga, meditation, and it's a fantastic cruise. If anyone is interested, they can log on to the website. And just talking here now about faith, which is very, very close to my heart. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. How powerful is that? You know, when you come to the edge of all the light, and then you know you're about to drop off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things are going to happen. There will be something solid to stand on for you, or you'll be taught to fly. So it's really going with that innate knowing that you're taken care of. Faith is not belief without proof, but more trust without reservation. So we keeping our dreams alive and understanding to achieve anything, we require faith and belief in ourselves and our vision and our hard work and our determination and dedication. But, you know, we remember that all things are possible for those that believe.
I love this topic, faith and hope, because it's essential in life. It develops as we grow, and it's a big part of who we are and the type of person we become.
Absolutely.
Great.
When we think, what does faith mean anyway? You know, faith is something that comes after we've had the experience that there's a layer of consciousness, something that's larger than us, that looks after us. And when we're feeling that, then we can start to relax. So, you know, maybe it happens after we pray for something, that something gets manifested in our life. And when we see that it works, then we have a tangible experience. And we have that experience with faith. So it's, you know, it's nothing that you can just believe in. You have to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really very, very powerful. We can start with something small. I always tell everybody, you know, we can wish for something from the heart and then ask our divine self or the universal spirit, or we can call on God, whatever is comfortable for us, mm-hmm. and then we let it go. And then we have decided to let go, and we would decided to let our higher self take care of it. So that is like a good feeling. We're not alone.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that you feel a relief.
Absolutely.
You relieve the burden. You feel the relief of the pressure from it when you do that.
It's true. You know, if we keep thinking, if the thoughts keep coming to us, you know, that are like negative or thoughts or, you know, not healthy thoughts, we can look at that and go, well, thank you for sharing, but I've let go. And I can acknowledge that the thoughts are there, but I'm not going to engage in this conversation with my, what I call the committee in the mind.
I knew you were getting to that. It's back to that committee in the mind. Go ahead.
It's true. It's, you know, when faith comes into our life, we have like a new freedom and a new joy opens up. It's amazing. It's a very powerful, I keep saying powerful because it is, because it's with that knowing that all things are exactly the way it's supposed to be and that we can draw on that faith. Faith is what miracles are made of. And, you know, we need miracles in our life, that's for sure. A miracle for us was, and I want to tell everybody about this great experience and the good news of having a moving storage company that comes to you and helps you instead of like having a really negative, hard day of moving. We want to just acknowledge that the United Careful Movers Incorporated was absolutely incredible in a beautiful move. The good news is that there are people out there that charge a fortune. They're not there with like a positive attitude, a smile on their face, and they're not there to help you like the United Careful Movers have. And the person to talk to is Steve, and his cell phone is 954-687-6023. And we really want to acknowledge this company for being there to help people and not just to try to rip you off.
That's right. That's right. That the good news is it's a reputable company and they're people. They're people and they know they treat you like people. Even though there's a business transaction with moving, they're there to just help get through the emotional part of moving. So it's I'm glad we're acknowledging them because they're a special company here. Now they do range from Dade County up to Palm Beach County, Florida. So that's the location that they're in. And I just want to say, listeners, we want to hear from you. So reach out, pick up the phone, tell us a good story, make us smile. We all want to smile on this beautiful morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in some words of positive thought or send us a question so that we can have some interaction over the waves here. You also have the option of chatting with us. So you could just log in and start a chat, and what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you and our listeners. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am here with Sherry. Now, Sherry, you had mentioned faith and hope as the subject of the show, and I'd really like to talk about hope. I know that we go through life and we have hope. We look forward to things. We anticipate things. And then when they don't happen, we start to give up on that hope. And then if it throughout time, you almost want to resist having hope because you don't want to be disappointed. How do you get through that? And share with our listeners how you have gotten through that in life. Have you been consistent with hope throughout your life, or has it been tested? And have you found yourself with a renewed hope from time to time?
Well, I have to say that once you've had an experience that you see that, like I said, how faith is what miracles are made of, and having the hope that you will achieve and you will create and you will manifest the things in your life that you want to happen, whether it's hope that you want that perfect relationship, or hope that your health issues are not the way you would want them to be. There's that feeling of knowing once something has once you've been able to manifest through faith and know that all things are possible, and you get that restored knowing, and that's where hope comes in, and that's where what happens with me is that I have had tangible experiences, and so my hope is strong because I know that I can just trust. I can let go. I can have that, like I said before in our last show, we can be grateful for the things that we don't have. We can be grateful that perfect situation, a perfect job, that perfect relationship has not happened yet. We can still be grateful because if we already had it, then we wouldn't have anything to look forward to. So it's those difficult times those are the times that we grow the most. We can be thankful for all the new challenges that come our way. So it's keeping gratefulness is also in alignment with hope. It's just the way what it happens when you do kind of experience that tangible feeling. It's not just through, you have the belief, but once you get a little, like, use it a experiment. You can just experiment with little things and then just let it go and have that knowing that they're with faith and hope that this is going to manifest, and you let it go, and then you'll see it happening and you'll go, wow, I do see how that works.
And what about the sometimes we ruminate on things and we keep hoping and hoping and thinking and hoping and waiting for it to manifest, and it becomes almost obsessive, for lack of a better word. And we get into that state, and I heard once that when you do try to manifest something, that it's like just put it in the universe and then go on as if it's already done. But the tendency is to not be able to just let it go and believe that it's there in the universe and it's going to happen. So how do you handle that?
Well, that's a great point that you brought up, because it's true that you have to imagine it like it's already happening. It's done. Once you put it out there in the universe and you have that hope, You just in knowing that we are exactly where we need to be, I mean, that's just very powerful. We fight that so much, but in knowing that we're exactly where we're supposed to be and things are happening exactly the way they're supposed to happen, you get that feeling more that, okay, I know and I can let this go. And it takes time and practice, and little by little, the obsession goes away and you draw back to that experience, and you know that just putting it out there like whatever you're hoping for is happening. It's already done.
Mm-hmm. And that's the good news.
And
that
is
the easy.
I just want to also mention some other good news, because for those of you that are listening from Miami, Florida, there is a place in the Grand Hotel that it's called the Power Plate. It's the Joe Lupo Health Club in the Grand Hotel. It's Joe Lupo Health Club. And what's amazing is that, and I just found this out myself, that you can register and get a package of the Power Plate, which is an incredible 30-minute fitness machine that it works on. It's a high-speed body toning. It increases muscle strength. It accelerates the weight loss, and it enhances general wellness. And it's an age-defining usefulness. It's really an incredible machine. And if you take this package, you can use the whole gym along with the package, which is unheard of anywhere. Usually you either have to belong to the gym or you belong to the power plate. But the number over there, and it's the person you would speak to is Jackie, it's 305-720-6234. It's over at 1717 North Bayshore Drive. And for those of you who are listening from Miami, I highly recommend. That is the good news, being able to be a part of the power plate and also use the gym.
Now, is the power plate the exercise equipment machine that it doesn't require exercise?
Yes, it's kind of like that. It really does the work for you. It's a machine that vibrates, and you're toning while it's vibrating. It's one of the newest things that are out there. I mean, Madonna has one, and it's
what an incredible machine.
Everything.
That's the good news. We can exercise without having to lift weights.
Right.
I love that machine.
It works. It does powerful miracles. And so I definitely wanted to let everybody know about this because I just found out about this myself. And it's with the Joe Lupo Fitness Center at the Grand. And Jackie's the person you would speak to. So anyone that's interested, you could either email us and ask us any more information about it. So.
Okay,
we
thank
love it.
You.
Love it, and we want to pass on that good news.
That's good news. I also have something else to share, Sherry. We got an email, and this is from Cindy and Rob in Orlando, Florida. And I just want to read it out to you and our listeners. It says, "Wow, what a great show you have. I especially enjoyed your thoughts of having an attitude of gratitude. For years, my motto has been, I do not smile because I am happy. I am happy because I am smiling. It was a particularly enlightening 45 minutes. Much needed. Thank you."
That's great. Yes, we've been getting a lot of great emails on the same line, and we encourage you to keep letting us know, because if you don't let us know, we don't know. So, We thank you for the 5-star rating, and we're excited. We're having a great time doing this because we get to bring good news to you. We get to also we're not just talking. We're acting on ourselves. What we're talking about, we're also living and doing in our life. We're not just talking the talk. We're walking the walk, and that's. That's exciting for us, so thank you.
Thank you for sending that email. I really like that. Listeners, we want to invite you to pick up the phone and call us. Tell us a good story. Make us smile. We want to smile on this beautiful morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or send in a question. You also have the option of chatting with us, so you can log on and start a chat, and I'll read it over the airwaves just for you and our listeners. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. I'm on air with Sherry, bringing you the show to share good news today.
Hi, I just wanted to also let everybody know you're going to be hearing an incredible story from Deborah. And when you hear her, if there's anything that you would like to, any input you'd like to let us know about, any help that you could help, and any positive words for her, in listening to her story, it was a great gift for me to hear it, because I was able to see that I will be able to meet with her while she's here in Miami and be able to do some service for someone that is really grateful and in need. And so while she is here, we're really looking forward to spending some more time with her and you're in for quite a story. So please, when we get started, it might be a time for you to go get that second cup of coffee and wait to hear, because I don't want you to miss the great message that you're going to hear from her.
Yeah, so we give you a few minutes to get yourself ready for that interview. So take advantage of that time. I have another email from another listener. Catherine from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is in response to, I believe it was our second show, Change the Way You Look at Things and the Things You Look at Will Change. Is our first or second show, I'm not sure. Her email says, if you don't like your story, change it. Stop yourself when you are about to respond to a question that you typically answer with a story of lack. Pause and tell a lie more or less, such as change your story and start to tell it as you wish it to be, and the law of attraction will respond. It's interesting. Those are words of wisdom. Like convincing yourself or convincing the committee in your mind to change their chatter.
Yeah, and also what I call it is act as if. You may not even believe it at first, but you're reprogramming your mind to think differently. So you're saying the words, the positive words, you're reclaiming the story and changing the whole story and acting as if, and then you're letting it go, and the universe, somehow this stuff works. I don't even know exactly how, but it is that power of positive thought, refocusing, changing your mind. When you change the way you look at things, things that you look at change, that has been so powerful in so many people's lives. It's all our perception, you know, and how do we choose to see this? We can choose to be happy, and we can choose to, or we can choose to be right. You know, where are we going with this?
Very nice. Thank you for sending that email. We do appreciate it when our listeners reach out to us. It helps us just share positive thought, and we also love hearing good stories, because good news stories is what this show is about. We started this show with the just for the purpose of having a nucleus for people who are positive thinkers, people who are healers, people who want to and crave living life styles that are enriching and of higher essence. We all have the power to create our lifestyle and live in joy, and it's just a matter of choice. So we thank all of the support we our listeners are giving us support, and we want to thank you for that. And we do, Sherry and I enjoy giving this show every week. We do plan on expanding. But right now we do have one show a week, and the show is Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 7. You can call between 6 and 6:30 a.m. If you want to be on the airwaves and share your good news with our listeners. So thank you again for your support. Sherry, we have about 6 minutes before we start the interview with Deborah, and if you have any last words that you'd like to share regarding faith and hope, and now would be the time. And we would also, I'd like to invite you to read the mantra that we've been reading for the last 2 or 3 weeks. You have something very special, and we're bringing it to our listeners every show. But let's start with the faith and hope. I know you have a few more words.
Well, you know, I just want to say again, it's faith. We have faith. That is what miracles are made of. And we want to remember that. We want to have faith and then relax with it. let things happen, let things open up. What I'm saying every week is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And the more grateful that we are, the more love comes in. And it seems that love and gratitude go hand in hand. So that is my message.
What's your message?
That is my message. Yeah, I do want to say that, you know, we're going to be going on this cruise that we're going to have a lot of great people that are going to be interviewed. We have people that are living a healthy lifestyle, and we want to bring more of that to you also to let you, our listeners, see that there are other people that are eating and living and supportively for health purposes. It's knowing that we never have to be sick anymore. There are ways to eat that can support our health, and that's all incredible. I've been learning a lot about this topic, and I know that there are certain things that are out there that we love that are just not good for us anymore, and we're going to learn a lot about that.
On this cruise, they're going to have some workshops and people such as Mary Lou Henner. Henner, okay. And she'll be on the cruise. And do you want to name a few other people that are going to be there?
Yes. There's a Dr. Neil Bernard. He's internationally known integrative medicine researcher. And he's the author of Food for Life.
Mm.
So I'm very interested in meeting him. Mm-hmm. We have a Dr. Haruo Kushi. And he is a graduate of Harvard, and he's been involved in macrobiotics for over 40 years. And
wow.
Expertise in nutritional health. So that's
you
just
want to tell us about one more, and then we'll get into
Well, we do have Mary Lou Henner, and she's an award-winning star of stage and screen and television. She was in Taxi, and she is... has a book out called Healthy Hollywood Secrets, Love the Food That Loves You, so anti-aging tips, some wear your life well and stop self-sabotaging, face your fears with fun.
Well, that just for the fact that she's on the cruise, that's a reason to be there. Plus, we'll be there,
that's
so you
great.
Can meet us at the Good News Show. If you have questions, you could always reach Sandy Pukel at 305-725-0081. He is the person who has coordinated this healthy lifestyle cruise. It's 305-725-0081. And now, listeners, I'm so excited to bring to you Deborah Akbar. Please just sit in your chair and listen to this woman's life story, and it will open your eyes, and you will just see that the strength this woman has is internal, and that we all have it. And it's a touching story, and there's a lot of messages that you'll be able to pull from this.
Love Talk Radio.
And Sherry, while we are listening and waiting for Deborah Akbar to call in, do you have any last words for this show?
Yes, I wanted to just mention again what I had said a little earlier, because it is so important. I am talking about hope and faith, and it's not a new show. It's a real deep subject we're talking about. But again, on hope, Man can live about 40 days without food. Isn't that amazing? And about 3 days without water. And man can live about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. Pretty amazing, isn't that, Patty?
That is amazing. That is...
That's
a lot.
It makes you go, aha, the real aha. And, you know, then also, you know, we never let go of hope. One day, you'll see it all has finally come together and, like, wow, everything that you have wanted, what you have always wished for, what has finally come to be. And then you'll look back and you'll laugh at what has passed, and you will ask yourself, how did I ever get through all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, this is really a topic that's very close to my heart, and I have so much to say about it. And I guess we are still waiting for a divorce to call in, so just want to also say that faith is what miracles are made of, and that's pretty powerful also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to hear a really incredible story from Deborah, and we were very, very touched with what she had to say. And we definitely were very thrilled that she reached out to us, and that we're introducing her to everybody today. So,
that she can share her story. The number is 347-324-5983. 347-324-5983.
We do want to remind everybody also about the cruise. It's called tasteofhealth.org, and there may still be some available cabins left. It's all organic food. It's vegetarian cooking, different cooking lessons. There are lots of yoga classes and meditation, and we're going to be learning a lot of things about health, our body, how to prevent different diseases, and you know, we are the food we eat, so that's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to meet a lot of people. We're going to bring a lot of great interviewers for our show, and so that's coming up. We're going to be going out on that on the 30th of March.
March.
For a week. And we're really looking forward to bringing back some great knowledge about that. So I do want to let everybody know that that's available. And also,
and it's a cruise through the Caribbean.
Right. St. Martin, Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
Turks and Caicos, Tortola. we're ready. We're ready to go.
It's going to be in
I know.
Beautiful islands, and but they're going to have so many workshops and classes. It's going to be probably going to be on the ship most of the time.
Yeah. Do you want to remind everybody also about the movers that we had talked about earlier? It's called United Careful Movers Incorporated. And the man to speak to is Steve. His phone number is 954-648-3316. And I do want to let you know again, he made what sometimes is a moving from hell experience. He made it a very pleasant day where we could go through the day like with a little laughter. And
I think we have Deborah calling in.
Oh, great.
I think I see her.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah. How are you? This is Deborah.
Hi, listeners. We have Deborah Akbar online with us, and we're so glad you were able to call in and share your story. Now, you sent the station an email, and we were so touched by what you had said in the email that we wanted to interview you, have you on air so that you can just share what you shared with us, with all of our listeners.
Oh, yes. Well, I contacted you all because of the name of the show, and it was so positive and moving that I thought that possibly my story of going through my life and things that I've been through, you know, I started out in foster homes. The first one was very good, and the last one was very good, and I had some harrowing experiences sometimes in between, and I did meet my biological parents. Eventually, after I graduated from high school, I went into the military. And then after I left the military, I went to college. I had a child. I got married. It didn't work out, but while I was in my sophomore year at college, I had a really bad car accident that left me a C7, C8 quadriplegic, which is the cervical, the seventh, between seven and eight cervical bone that's in the neck. After I had the accident, I woke up 3 days later. I just remember telling the driver, who was my friend, to slow down. When I woke up, it was 3 days later. You know, I don't know how that happened, but the accident itself took place on January 5th. I woke up January 8th. The doctor told me that I would never walk again. It was so unbelievable to me. It just didn't even register with me. I just kind of went on with my life, and I didn't really realize the permanence of his words until probably about a year later, when I went through all of the stages of denial and depression and anger, but I never came to complete and 100% total acceptance. Once I got online, I started always looking for cures and healing, something, you know, just something to continue to give me hope. In the meantime, I went back to college. I had a second child. I ran for Miss Wheelchair Ohio and won that in 1997, and then I went to Miss Wheelchair America, didn't place there, but that was okay because it was a wonderful experience. And I got married in 1998 to my husband and became a stepmom and just tried to work a job. I mean, when I say tried, I did. I worked a job and didn't like working outside the home, so I stayed home with my son and found a way to earn income online. And then, excuse me. Excuse me. After that, I started homeschooling because the school where we lived was inaccessible and it was just didn't have the best rating as far as the suburb was you know, an average suburb, but the school did not have the best rating as far as education went, and also the school was not wheelchair accessible, and I just could not send my son inside without me not being able to be inside to meet the teachers and so forth. And I've been homeschooling ever since. But then in 2005, I quit taking prescription medications, not on the advice of my doctors, but on my own advice because I realized I'd done this for years. Nothing was changing. I wasn't being cured. You know, the pills weren't really helping me do anything. They weren't preventative. It just kind of kept me. I was no different than someone who had a heroin drug addiction. It was an addiction. I was able to quit cold turkey, but while I was taking them, I wouldn't leave the house. If I forgot my prescriptions, you know, I would go all the way back to the house to get them, and our house was eventually, over time, turning into a small pharmacy, you know, pill bottles everywhere, and I always lived in horror and fright that I would wake up and my son would accidentally get into one of my medications, so I constantly had them with me and, you know, having to lock things up. Being a mother with a disability using the wheelchair to get around meant that my son could get and reach things that I might not be able to reach. So it was a constant, myself safe, trying to keep myself safe, unsafe, and it was challenging at times. I quit. I kept winding up going to emergency rooms, and I was going to the physicians anywhere from 3 to 6 times a year, and there was all the co-pays and the pharmacy, and it was just, you know, amazing. And then I found out a lot of times the prescriptions, I was given the generic instead of the one that was actually prescribed by the doctor because my insurance wouldn't cover that, or they would cover something 1 year, and the next year they would tell you it's no longer covered. it was just an amazing system of just, you know, of just going, we'll take you nowhere. So I quit.
It sounds like at some point you made the decision to go on with your life. And so after the accident, you went to college. You continued raising your family. You got married.
Yes, correct? I did. I got married a second time. And had another, well, I had the second child right before we got married. And then I did the Miss Wheelchair Ohio pageant. And then a year and a half later, we got married.
And then you got,
Yeah, we got
And then you made the choice to stop the medication.
Yes, 2005, that was like 3 years ago, I stopped. And I began just taking control of my own life again. It was just, I didn't even realize until I woke up how many people outside of myself that I allowed to have control over my life, because I thought that they knew what was best for me better than I did, based solely on the fact that they were doctors, and people would say to you, well, your doctor says this or your doctor says that. It's kind of like the same way we do with what my pastor said. You know, not that we looked at the Bible, but, you know, we looked at the man. The pastor said this, or the rabbi says that, or the someone, but we're not, you know, we're not taking, so this, I think, allows us to not take responsibility for ourselves, and I felt that that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, that's how it works, because our parents are supposed to be responsible for our well-being, and we say, well, my mother told me to do this, or my father told me to do this, so this is why I did these things, because this is what I was instructed to do, but as an adult, we have to at some point take responsibility for our own lives and how it's turning out, and I think that when people realize that that they have control over their lives, and if they can take control back, you can take it back from the government, like I did. I mean, giving back all government assistance, getting, you know, moving out of, you know, subsidized. It was for people who were physically challenged, and it served its purpose. But you just get to a point where I didn't want to live the rest of my life always being getting a check once a month and living in subsidized housing, and the mentality and the community, the way things are set up. You just never feel like your life is going anywhere. And so I took control by, you know, not just getting married, but I'm saying those were things that people didn't expect you to do. You're pregnant, you had a child. The disappointment or lack of understanding people displayed while I was pregnant was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me, how did I get pregnant? They some people were surprised that I was getting married. Don't you know you lose your benefits? And it's like, I think that spending a life, my life, for the rest of my life with the man that I love, is a whole lot more than this check that we get once a month. And so if I lose that, that's really nothing to trade in for to have the love of another human being and be
right.
So I was, it's just, you know, it's just it's so many, I had so many shackles on, and this is why sometimes I say to people I had my own slavery. Even though slavery ended years ago, I had my own because I allowed so many things outside of myself to control my life, you know.
This is Sherry, and I want to say that, you know, hearing about your decision to stop taking the medications, I myself have recovered from drug addiction through the years, so I know how that can be a difficult time, but you did it. You pulled yourself together, and that's amazing with what you're going through. That was really amazing that you could do that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I with the support of my husband, but I'm going to tell you the truth, there was no difference between, mine might have been legal, but there was no difference when it was,
right.
When I was coming off, there was no difference from what I experienced and probably what you or any other person that's been on street drugs or it's just that I had permission, and that's the only difference.
Right.
I mean, the doctor was the pusher, you know, the little piece of paper was like my money that I gave to the drug dealer, which was the pharmacist. I mean, there was no difference.
Right.
And I used to think that, oh, I'm better than people because this, you know, I'm supposed to take this. No, when I was coming off of it, I had all kinds of realizations that, no, there was no difference between myself and someone who was on drugs.
Wow. And when you got yourself off of that, did you have any help or any psychological support? And how long did that take you for your physical cravings to go away?
It took me 12 months exactly, and I didn't really go for any outside support. I mostly prayed, and when I went through the shakes and stuff like that, my husband was here for me, and we went to see an herbalist, and we used a lot of, I read a book called Herbally Yours, And there were lots of, I mean, for every symptom that I had, I went out and bought an herb that said that it was supposed to help with that, for like the sweating and for the lack of sleep that I was experiencing, for the pain, all of that. I went and bought herbs, herbal extracts that helped with those things. I didn't buy anything over the counter, and I did not see a physician to get any type of prescriptions, because I just couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I see an herbalist when I have any situations that arise. I mean, you know, if I broke an arm and needed it to be set, yes, I would see someone to do something of that nature. I think that in those situations, doctors in Western medicine serve a purpose. But I think long term, I did not want to wake up at 80 years old and be on, you know, 15 to 20 different medications, and then something for high, I mean, because I had high cholesterol at one time. And they wanted to give me something for that. And then I was on something for depression. And then they wanted to give me something for my, you know, for weight loss. And then they wanted to give me something else for the ability to sleep. And, you know, I started using something called valerian. And I don't even need, I mean, they wanted to put me on, I forget the name of the medication now. It's one of those really popular ones that you see on TV all the time.
For sleep? Ambien?
Ambien. They wanted to put me on that. And I have friends who take Ambien who said that there are times that they can't go anywhere and they can't do anything because they can't drive, because the Ambien has them in such a state that they don't feel comfortable getting behind the wheel.
Mm.
Now, I have friends who have fibromyalgia that they've given their lives completely over to their doctors, and they're on 2 and 3 different medications for fibromyalgia, where I've read all kinds of things that you can do as far as diet and natural things that will give you almost the same result. It takes a little longer, granted. But I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it anymore. I didn't want to look up at 80 and say, well, my doctor, I would have just been using excuses as to why my life turned out this way. I could have continued to say, oh, well, I grew up in foster homes, and this is why I'm not a nice person, or my mother didn't love me. And you can continue to look for excuses, or you can say, you know what, that was then, this is now, and I'm just going to make a new and better day.
And take your life back.
Yes, take your life. And you have to. You really do, or you'll wake up and you will be looking at 80 and wondering what happened to your life, and then it will be too late. And there are times when I still feel like, gosh, I wish I would have woke up in my 20s or my 30s, but I'm just glad I woke up, period.
Right.
It sounds like you found reasons and things to be grateful for.
Yes, you're exactly right. I read a book called Count Your Blessings, The Healing Power of Gratitude, by Dr. John F. D. Martini, after I saw the movie The Secret. I went and got that book, and I read it through twice, and I began to do some of the exercises in it, and I realized that I had so much to be grateful for. And it's kind of hard, because as a Christian, I'm thinking, you know, I'm reading the Bible. Why would I not? I'm not sure why I wasn't getting the same thing out of it, you know? The Bible does talk about gratitude, but for whatever reason, I didn't connect. When I read this book and did the exercises in this book, purposely looking for things to be grateful for on a daily basis, I began to see where what I had read in the Bible then began to make sense. And I began to do these exercises. I saw my husband in a whole new way. I mean, there were times where I just thought, oh, life is horrible, this, that, and the other. And I didn't realize how much I had to be grateful for. You know, people talk about you have a husband. So many women that would like to be married can't find a spouse, or you know, I have a vehicle to drive. You know, I would say, oh, this car is so big. And someone said to me, but you have a vehicle to drive. So I began to look at everything that I made a list of everything that I thought was so awful in my life. But this is one of the exercises. And then I wrote the opposite of it.
Exactly.
You looked at the positives.
Yes. I tore up the list of negatives. And then for, I think it was like a couple months, I had to go by the mirror every day and just look at that list of the positives, which was the opposite of the things I said, and I began to see them, that they really truly were that way. I mean, even in growing up in foster homes, I used to think that was the most awful thing in the world. But truth be told, when I look at the opposite side of it, I didn't live on the street. I always had a roof over my head. So I really had to go back and, we talk about abuse. You know, there was sometimes I suffered abuse. If I look at the opposite side of it, you know, while, you know, beating a child is not, you know, okay, sometimes it did teach me to have, to have a healthy fear of some things. It taught me to be disciplined, and it also taught me what I didn't want to do with my own children.
So, Devorah, since we only have about 9 minutes left, I would like you to tell our listeners about what you're coming to Miami for.
I'm coming to Miami. I would have been meeting Dr. Brucker, but he passed away on February 16th, and he started a procedure called Brucker Biofeedback that has enabled hundreds of people to stand, walk, use their hands again, regain control over certain functions that you lose as a result of a spinal cord injury or a brain injury, or if you've got cerebral palsy or multiple sclerosis or have had a stroke. So I'm coming to Miami Jewish Home and Hospital to have the Brucker biofeedback procedure done. And I would have met him, but like I said, he unfortunately, my condolences goes out again to the Brucker family. He did pass away. He had a massive heart attack on February 16th.
Of this year.
I am grateful to everyone that the therapists are and everyone are continuing these procedures in honor of Dr. Brucker's legacy. They are being performed in two hospitals in Florida, one in Miami and one in another part of Florida, as well as Texas, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Our center's overseas as well.
Is that Sarasota, do you think, Sarasota, Florida?
I know the main one is in Miami. The second one in Florida, I'm not certain of the location. I just know that they're both located in Florida. But the main one where Dr. Brucker would usually greet the patients was at the Miami Jewish Home and Hospital, which is the reason why we wanted to come to this location. My husband is taking his entire vacation for the year of 2008 to drive us down here. We actually leave next Saturday.
Really? Well, we'd love to meet you while you're here in Miami.
Oh, awesome. That'd be great. That would be awesome.
And I'd love to have you back on the show again because there's so much more to talk about, and time is going fast. We only have 7 minutes left with you. So tell us a little bit more about this procedure.
And your renewed hope.
It's a neurological procedure, and it's kind of odd that this is one of the reasons why insurance won't cover it. So this is what my family and I, raised donations to pay for it. And it uses what's called a neuroeducator electromyography 3 machine. And basically, these electrodes are put onto the base of the brain and the muscles, and what it does is it looks for the motor cells in the brainstem and the spinal cord what happens is it looks for those muscle cells that are still operating to train them to now do the function of the damaged or destroyed cells that are no longer there. And it sounds simple, and I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, not only does it work for spinal cord injury, but also stroke, brain injury, cerebral palsy, if you've had a brain tumor or any type of neurological disease or any other type of central nervous system damage. There was a lady who had been in a coma for 5 years who started walking after she came for the Brucker biofeedback method.
Well, like as I said, speaking before, faith is where miracles are made of. So this is really going to be a real blessing.
And I just love the name of you guys' show. So you guys really need to keep this going. And this is your show is the kind of show that needs to be on air, that needs to be heard, because when you turn on the radio and the TV, there's no good news. I mean, it starts off with the weather is going to be lousy, or we're going to get 6 inches of snow, and it ends up somebody hitting some old lady over the head, and it just goes on and on like that and the news starts at anywhere from 3 o'clock in the morning all the way up until 11 o'clock at night, and just you're inundated with just negative. I mean, it's amazing, amazing. And we need more shows like yours, so that people can they not only need God in their lives, but they need good news. They need good news throughout the day. I mean, these shows need to be downloaded and they need to be listened to in people's cars and just turn off regular radio and be on the airwaves.
Yeah, we've gotten an awful lot of great feedback about the show and, the positive things that we're talking about, the good news, it's a great way to start the day, it brightens the day, and we're excited about doing it. Mm-hmm. We get to meet you. How great is that?
This is great.
You all had the understanding and the notion that something like this was necessary, and I just kind of came along after I woke up. And, if you hadn't already put this venue out here, I wouldn't have had somewhere to go to. And that's what happens. I think people wake up and they wake up and say, I'm ready to be positive, I'm ready to take control of my life, and then they have nowhere to go, you know? And then I think that's what happens when people just kind of go back to what's easy, because there have been many times when I did Miss Wheelchair America pageant, I was doing Tony Robbins, and I was learning how to take control of my life, and then I didn't have anywhere to practice it. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't have anywhere to practice it on an ongoing basis, and I went back to watching the news and TV and kind of just went back into what was familiar. But this go-around, these last 3 years, between mastermind groups and shows like yours and books I've continued to read, there's just a place for me to be that allows me to continue to have this growth. And now I don't worry about those who don't accept me as I am now, or who those so-called friends that I may have lost along the way, because obviously it was meant to happen. Because I've met so many amazing people since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, and your show is just, like I said, just, you can go just by listening to the title alone. You know that what right ones there are to be. There are some ones that are not so positive, but there are more ones out like yours than there are ones that are not positive. And that's the thing I like about it, with all the different categories and the different time frames. And, you know, I can download this and listen to this on the Internet, let my son listen to it, and I don't have to worry about, is there going to be something inappropriate or language, or it's positive. Since I homeschool, this is perfect. You know, at times when he wants to listen to the radio, you know, I can tell him, oh, yeah, go to Blog Talk and click on, you know, good news and listen to see what's going on there today.
And control what you're exposed to.
You can give them a positive environment to grow up in. That's why I encourage anyone that wants to homeschool, do it, because if you can read, you can homeschool. You don't have to have a degree. And you get to, you know, you get to teach your children how to be people and how to be, you know, to express their creativity, which is not what happens when you go to school.
Well, we thank you for your story and for your support. We have 2 minutes remaining, and do you have any last words that you would like to share with our listeners before we sign off?
Yeah, I'd like to just invite them, if they'd like to read more about my story, they can go to www.iamakbar.com. That's IAMAKBARR.com. And that is a whole journal about our 15 years together and some of the struggles we've overcome, because you can't imagine what it's like to be, you know, married to someone who has never dealt with someone who has, you know, a physical disability before, and being in, you know, combining these two worlds, it was a challenge for him, and that he overcame and that we've overcome together, and as well as raising, you know, our children and just living life. And going on.
He sounds like an amazing man, and
I
do definitely look forward to meeting you when you come into Miami. So you have our number, you give us a call, and we will see you.
Okay, which number do I call? Well, you email me which number, because I have the radio show number.
I'll email you the personal number.
Okay, that would be great. And then I'm gonna be in the 305 area code. Are you in that number, area code too?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
I'm actually gonna the Miami Jewish Home and Hospital, real quick, is 5200 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Miami, Florida.
We're very close to there.
Okay. Yeah. The zip code is 33137. So that's where I'll be. We don't know Miami
and
very well.
What are the dates that you're going to be there?
We're going to be there from March 10th until March 29th.
Perfect.
And my husband was asking today, he's like, what are we going to do on the weekends? Because every day during the week, Monday through Friday, the treatment is 1 hour in the morning from 9 to 10. And he says, well, what are we going to do on the weekends? I'm like, it's Miami, sweetie. There's so much to do. This is Miami.
Well, we will tell you everything you need to know. So tell him not to worry.
So, listeners, I encourage you to go to Deborah's website, read about more about her story and positive attitude, and want to thank you for being here this week.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a great week. I look forward
thank
to
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
bye-bye.
Me.
Bye-bye.
Until next week. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for listening, and we are so excited to have been able to bring Deborah to you so that you could hear her story. And until next week,
stay tuned in. We will have another fabulous interview And during the week, if you want to send the emails to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com.
And live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly.
Thank you, listeners. Have a great
week.
We love you. Signing off.
Signing off. Bye-bye.
Signing off. Bye-bye.